My name is Flip Scipio. I'm 54 years old, and I'm sitting here in my backyard in Aquinnah Martha's Vineyard. There's a nice autumnal breeze blowing. I'm having a cup of tea.
Flip's no average guitar repairer. He's one of the best. When Slash from Guns N' Roses destroyed his favourite guitar, it was Flip he called at 2:30 a.m. But with thick-rimmed glasses and a receding hairline, he looks more like a history professor than the Guns N' Roses go-to guy.
I've got kind of a scattershot clientele. I work for all kinds of different people. I work for complete novices. I work for some really heavy-duty professionals. I work for some really famous people. And, you know, that whole sort of big meatball of different people makes it so interesting.
Flip's not a native of Cape Cod. He grew up in Holland, where as a child he first fell for the guitar.
You know, I played guitar just because I liked playing guitar. And I guess I was kind of an anxious kid. And playing music sort of soothed my anxiety a little.
Flip was never interested in a life on stage. He was more starstruck with the instrument itself. So guitar repair seemed a natural fit. But not everyone agreed.
My father was aghast. Just the idea of his kid going to do something as nebulous as, you know, working on guitars was scary to him. So I guess that's how I started, fueled by this generally really negative reaction.
What could be worse than a disapproving dad? Well, one with a point to prove, that fixing a broken guitar was nothing special.
You know, it had a crack in it, and he decided to fix it for me by putting a gray, it's called Bondo. It's like some horrible gray, evil-smelling shit, and he put it all over the side of the guitar. This rosewood. He put Bondo on rosewood. And I was just really, really angry.
Flip needed to find a mentor, someone who would never take to a guitar with Bondo. So he decided to follow the instrument back to its origin. Spain was the epicenter of guitar playing and repair. All the greats were there.
Antonio Torres, Domingo Esteso, Marcelo Barbero, Santos Hernandez, Jose and Ramon.
Flip had an in, a letter of introduction to the Spanish guitar mending maestro, Lino Benabe. So with letter in hand, early one morning, he knocked on the old man's door.
He looked at me and goes, "What makes you think you're any different? I'm not taking any, apprentices. What are you talking about?"
Scorned by his father, rejected by Mr. Maestro, it was probably time to give up. But no, Flip had a new plan. Guitar school in London.
And I was at the bottom of my class. I was the guy with the cone hat sitting in the corner. I mean, I was terrible. But I loved what I was doing. I was just terrible. And I just had to really bleed for it.
Slowly but surely, Flip honed his skills. He found work with some of America's greatest guitar doctors and eventually branched out on his own. But is persistence really all it takes to be the one who fixes Paul Simon's guitar? Surely there's some other secret.
I mean, I do have a love for the instrument that maybe separates me from other people in the sense that I basically see the instrument as a living object. You know, if you treat it well, it will sound better.
These days, Flip's one of the few guys whose customers include Springsteen, Dylan, and Simon. Not bad for an anxious kid from Holland.
Basically, what I do is very therapeutical. I save myself lots of money in therapy costs by doing what I do.
For WCAI's Creative Life, this is Emma DeCampo. Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station.